Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and this is your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing brought to you by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs.
And I'm Anna Palmer. The big news this morning is that a three-judge panel refused to reinstate Trump's travel ban. Trump told reporters at the White House that it was a political decision and predicted he would win on appeal.
The Supreme Court is short one justice, so it could deadlock 4-4, which would leave this ruling in place. Something is happening across the country that you should pay attention to. Utah Republican Representative Jason Chaffetz held a town hall last night and faced an uproar over his position on healthcare and other Republican priorities. Before you think this might be a fake protest, consider this. Chaffetz represents an R+25 district, which means the average Republican wins by 25 points there.
And if you've been listening to Donald Trump's White House over the past couple of days, it appears that he has a tax plan coming in the next couple of weeks. But senior Republicans on Capitol Hill tell us that they have no idea what they are talking about. Aides and lawmakers on both sides of the Capitol said they are not expecting or preparing for Trump to release his own tax plan.
Donald Trump has been making important phone calls to world leaders. He spoke to the Chinese president yesterday, where he affirmed the One China policy. In a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin a few days ago, Trump denounced the New START treaty, a nuclear accord between the U.S. and Russia.
In the juice this morning, we've got the scoop that New York Times reporter Amy Chozick is on book leave to write a political memoir about 8 years covering Hillary Clinton. Two Obama alumni, Allison Zellman and Paulette Aniskoff, have launched Citizens 44 to oversee Obama's political engagement and run his alumni network.
CNN's Mark Pressman will take on a new role as senior political analyst for the network, in addition to his position as executive director for political programming. Planned Parenthood is planning a protest day on Saturday with rallies across the country. 3,500 people said they will protest outside of Senator Cory Gardner's office in Colorado. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.